Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the podcast.
Woo!
Welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie Martin.
And me, Tessa Coates.
And this week we're talking about online harassment and how great it is. Just kidding. Haha, lol. How to deal with it because it's not great. Lol.
Lol.
Sad lol.
We're talking trolling. We're talking cyberbullying.
We're talking American.
We're talking the British.
We're talking
the Empire.
We're talking about the Empire, for God's sake, as I've always wanted to do.
Finally!
Finally, this podcast is leading.
No.
Can we make this very clear that that's not what we're talking about?
No, but it's not about that. I think it's about, you know, even if you're super famous, you've definitely experienced it from, you know, hardcore, awful stuff. If you're somebody putting out a controversial point of view, you've definitely experienced it.
You may have just done one tweet that did sort of okay. That can attract
it. Passes over a threshold, statistically in come people who don't like it and want to make a scene. And then even if you aren't on Twitter or you aren't on thing, you've definitely, you know, you've maybe had people being mean or...
On Facebook
and...
Just on the internet. Maybe
oh my God.
Maybe a forum.
I've just remembered.
Oh no.
I'm having a repressed memory.
Oh no.
It's about Bebo.
Please tell me that you bullied someone. That'd be a really great
well,
twist.
Ironically, yes.
No!
So, it wasn't actually me though. So my profile, somebody made one for me at school called Bebo. No, someone made me a profile on Bebo called Fit Sexy Tessa.
Fit Sexy Tessa.
Yeah, and my picture was
Bebo, by the way, is like an old Facebook if you were born beyond
Anytime.
The 80s.
And yeah, it was a sort of medieval Facebook. It was called Fit Sexy Tessa. My picture was a picture of Trotsky. And there was just like various quizzes on it. And
this isn't the best sort of harassment ever.
Yeah, so someone had made it for me and I was like, this feels mean. So they'd been like helping me out.
Yeah, that's not nice, yeah.
And then, I mean, it wasn't, that bit wasn't the bullying bit. But then, everybody at our school and several neighbouring schools inexplicably had the password. So old Trotsky became this like, I guess it's because you wanted to go in, see what everyone was doing, but not show that you'd been online.
Right, okay.
And then people were just using it as that, as like a voyeuristic thing, just to see what other people were doing.
A voyager.
Then suddenly people started being mean to other people, and then people would come back, and so I was being like, people would be like,
you were technically bullying people, but it was actually an entire town.
But then I was the whole town was
the whole
bullying.
Town was bullying the whole town. Then it looked like it was you,
and it looked like it was all me.
Fit Sexy Tessa.
Fit Sexy Tessa, a picture of Trotsky was bullying the town. And then like people would be like, I don't even know you, but from your picture,
Trotsky,
like, you obviously aren't a model. And I, so I'd have to work, you couldn't see the messaging, so you had to sort of work backwards and piece together what my bullying, Trotsky's bullying, might have been.
My God.
Anyway, so I imagine like every kid in school has probably had some kind of, even if it's just a misconstrued
comment. It may not be as relatable as yours, but perhaps
maybe
someone.
Maybe it's like something that was meant as a joke that's sort of been badly interpreted.
Yeah, because I actually took that, the idea, if I cast my mind back to being like a 14-year-old, the idea of someone setting up a Bebo or a MySpace or a Facebook called Fit Sexy Stevie, I'd immediately take that as being mean to me because I'm not. I would have been destroyed just by that. So the fact that you were like, great, that wasn't the bad part. That was actually, if anything, excellent. It was Trotsky that really got under my nose.
Trotsky was obviously the best bit because we were wildly into Russian,
communism.
Any form of Russian. Yeah, just... the Empire, get it back. No, we were very into like a very obscure Russian history.
Of course.
We just thought it was
like all schools.
Like all schools.
I mean, we were all obsessed with trying to get one cigarette around the back of one bike.
No, no.
And you were all so interested in, you know, Imperial Russia.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I did a Russian A-level, and so we, yes. you know... We just
I did an A-level and one cigarette. That's yeah. probably why it, yeah, yeah, why yeah. it worked. But before we go into before we go into the podcast, I'd like to introduce our guest today, who's had to move her microphone because she keeps snort laughing down it. It is the amazing Gina Martin, all the relations to me. But we've got her on because Gina is my sister, and also Gina's been campaigning to make upskirting a sexual offence, which it is. She's also a freelance writer, and basically
all round cool guy.
Yay. But it's fair to say that with great power comes great online harassment.
Oh my god, yeah, so much.
I mean, you'd think that everyone would be on board with the idea that taking photos up a woman's skirt when she doesn't know of her pants or whatever is a bad thing. Turns out, actually a great laugh, apparently, for like some people. You're going to be helping us with that.
Yes.
But before we do that, what adult thing have you done this week? And yes, you're going first.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So, this week I did a really good thing, which was I never get paid on time for freelance work, which you'll understand. Classic. So it's always like 60 days, 90 days, 5 years. And I did this thing where every time I get an invoice, I went back through all of my invoices, and then I set alarms from the day I invoice for 30 days in advance.
So
that on the day I'll be like, oh, they haven't paid me, and then I can email.
That's so good.
I'm really proud of myself.
And you know what's awful about that is that I'm 3 years older than you, and I only figured out how to do that 2 months ago. So you are so ahead. I will go next. I have, for a long time, been like, I don't think that happy eggs are happy.
Right.
Happy Come eggs.
On. Oh, the egg.
The eggs, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember finding out that free-range eggs weren't happy either. But then being like, but the happy eggs have to be.
Because they've got the word happy.
Because they've got the word happy in it. You can't misrepresent an egg that much. Surely you can. And I'm going to talk about why they're not happy. Because we've all got to go through our day and not be sad about chickens. But it's quite bad. If you want to know, have a Google. If not, that's okay. Live your life. No judging
Basically,
from me.
You just want to read the small print on the eggs.
No, because it doesn't say it.
It does.
Terms and conditions apply.
It does actually, on the back of the boxes, it tells you that even though it tries to be as wishy-washy as possible, it does say that in order to be a happy egg, they need to only have spent this short amount of time in the nice place. And so then they can just go there.
But I have read those and been like, well, that's cool. They had a bit of time, but they actually, the stuff they do to the chicken is not good. And I don't think they put that on the box.
Sure.
So if you really want to give yourself a kick up your own arse, read the Google. And then if you want like a gentle boot up the arse, read the back of the box. Either way, I was like, now I can't eat eggs unless I get a chicken. I live in London, there's no chickens, and a fox would eat them, and I'm not having a chicken. So I've found an egg company that is fully free range, and it's like £2.39 for six eggs, which is more expensive than your average egg box, but it's not as expensive as I thought it was going to be. And it's in a shop, it's like in a Whole Foods, the whitest place in the world, but still there's like one that's quite far from my house. But if I want eggs, that's where I'm going to have to go now. So now I go there because that is the place I get eggs from, rather than being like, oh, bollocks to it, I'll just like get the Tesco ones. Because I actually found that I found it quite difficult to stomach it. And now when people say, oh, so are you vegan? I don't go, yeah, but not like for ethical reasons. It's just like, because I want to appear cool. I go, yes. And then I'm silent.
Good for you.
Thank you. I don't think everyone should be vegan. I'm just saying like that's
my choice.
Also, are
you saying like £2.40 is expensive for six eggs? Or is that one egg?
Six eggs.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
What's your adult
I think
thing?
So too. Mine is that I am going on holiday and I booked the flights without any supervision.
That is good.
I know. And I like didn't freak out about it. I mean, I did. And I had to like check. I just looked at that date so many times and the number. And I sort of said to somebody, someone was like, how are you doing? And I was like, are you asking me because my neck looks really tense? And they were like, yeah, a bit. Yeah, I am. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just so nervous. Rather than feeling excited, I just feel so panicky. And like, but also on top of the panicky and how anxious I feel about, you know, getting it wrong or showing up without my passport or all of that stuff about travel by yourself, I also feel really stupid for having it. Like,
Why can't I just book a plane,
for God's sake?
I'm very tired.
Why can't I just do that? Like, yeah, I feel so stupid on top of it. And then they were like,
because you're worried you're going to book a plane instead.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. But also, like, I was so like, oh, this is so, everyone else is doing it, no problem. People are just booking flights all over the shop.
But do you remember the first time you ever booked train tickets and it felt the same? It was like, oh, the train, but what if I don't get the connection? And now it's like, absolutely fine. It's like, it's just a repetition thing, isn't it? Like, the more you do anything, the easier it is. Yeah. And you shouldn't ever feel stupid for how you react to anything, really, I think.
Yes, 100%. Everybody's panicking and everyone wants to hold their passport like this.
Yes.
And like,
a bum bag around your neck.
Yeah, and then lie awake all night just panicking about missing the alarm or whatever.
Yeah, I once went to Australia and booked the wrong flight, like a really bad flight with a 15-hour layover, and then had to sleep behind a vending machine for 14 hours. So like, and on Facebook, I'd just like gone to Australia and everyone was like, oh, she's with the kangaroos and she's having a great time. But like, actually, I slept behind a vending machine for 14 hours. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's fucking up and being worried and doing...
Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't say... Well, you probably wouldn't say, like, today, if I was just like, hey, Tess, you wouldn't be like, hi, I was really stressed about booking plane tickets. You probably wouldn't come up. No. So no one knows the other people are stressed about
it. You just see them go on holiday and it looks great.
Yeah. Mm.
You're right. You're so right. We don't share enough.
We don't share enough, which is why this podcast is so important.
Share your anxiety. I once saved £20 on two different flights. I got the cheaper one. Slept in Mexico airport for 3 days. So
I remember that.
Right?
You just kept sending me pictures of your ankles that were
my ankles
expanding.
Were so fat.
Fat ankles in Mexico.
This is layover flight. Oh my God, yeah. That was so bad.
Talking of planes, what about the internet? Am I right?
Am I right?
Some people aren't nice on it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
I've actually never been... I've never really had any online... harassment, because I don't think I've done anything of note that would require it.
But touch some wood though.
Sure, there we go. Was sat in a wooden room. That was really easy.
And you didn't touch any of it.
And I'm wearing wood. Even if you've never been, trolled is different to online harassment, but we'll talk about both. But even if you've never experienced it, you have experienced it in the sense that you've read about it, you've seen people you know have experiences it. Also, you've just like, I've got a friend who's actually an amazing comedian called Sophie Hagen, who's just wonderful. And she does a lot of body positive, fat positive tweeting, and she kind of campaigns for a lot of like, equality issues, and in a really great and very direct way. And she said something on a WhatsApp group, and I was like, oh God, so she's getting a lot of like trolling. And then I went on her Twitter, and everything she says, if you scroll far enough down, someone will say something absolutely horrific to her. And she's so cool about it, in the sense that she's just like, that's just what happens, guys, don't worry. And actually, a lot of her Instagram stories are her being like, guys, don't worry, you don't need to like message me asking if I'm okay. This is my life. It's absolutely fine. And no matter how fine you're saying you are, it's so sad for me.
It can't be nice.
You had to get to that point. Like, there will have been a point where it wasn't okay. So tell us about, you've obviously had a lot of online harassment in the last year. What sort of form does it take?
Gina's also been all over the news, and she's been on all over, on lots of different...
Very public, hasn't it?
Yeah. Very public.
It's been really big, and it's been really public interest, because obviously I think people are just shocked that it wasn't already.
Yes,
so
I think that's...
The imagination it's captured of people, the amount of people have been talking about it, has been massive. But with that just comes so many people who just don't understand why I'm doing it. And that's fine, because that just shows you I need to do it more, do you know what I mean? Like, that all these people are like, why is it bad? And you're like, well... that's why I'm doing it, because you don't get it. But there's the amount of because I do a lot of media bits that go out on social, so it's like, oh, videos and stuff for BBC Three or like Channel 4, and they always put my interviews up, because it's like, regular woman is trying to change the law. That's the story, right?
Yeah.
And so then I become a target very easily on social media.
Whenever you're on TV or when you're doing a radio thing, I either watch it live or I'll watch it like later, but I've had to stop looking on Twitter. So like when you did this morning, like the comments were overwhelmingly positive on Twitter, but the five that weren't made me so furious I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how you cope with that, and that's just one spot you did. So yeah, so you've had to deal with quite a lot. What sort of stuff do you have?
Okay, so I wrote some down.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a really fun day at work. I was not upset afterwards. So Stefan said, stop crying, get your clam out, you whore. Neil said, oh, shut up.
So sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, and also, sorry, there's a theme that I wear massive knickers, and I don't know where that's come from. Okay. Apparently, I wear granny pads. I don't know where that's come from. Stefan said, stop crying, get your clam out, you whore. Neil said, oh, shut up, love, and show us your knickers. Mark Anderson, if you dress like trash, Gina, you're going to attract rats. Wine. If some people want to be taken seriously, stop being so pathetic. And by the way, wear knickers. But then they get bad. So, surprised she wasn't raped, by the way, she's dressing. Stupid slut should be raped for showing her pussy. And then someone goes, a lot of them are, the themes seem to be, right, wear clothes and it won't happen to you. The big one is like, you know, there's worse things happening in the world. So like, you're a fucking idiot. Why are you getting so upset about this? Like, it's down to you anyway. So just like, sort your life out and care about something more important.
Like, yeah, what about Syria, for example?
Yeah, and you're like, well, that's the big one. I haven't talked about Syria. Like, I've talked about it so much in the past 4 months with people. Because it's like, wait, just wear trousers and go and give some money to Syria. And I'm like, I do that anyway.
Yeah.
I often wear a trouser and I often donate money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
I donate while wearing a cigarette pant.
Exactly.
But that argument is so annoying because it's like, so are you literally saying that you can only ever care about everything at once?
Oh, yeah. If you do one campaign, you have to do them all.
Yeah. And also like, sorry, can we just talk about what you're doing then? Like, I don't know, that's such an obvious one, but I'd love to sign your petition, please.
It's
Peter.
So unbearable. It's something that came up with, I know I talk about it before, about what's her face? She's married to Brad Pitt. What? Oh, God.
Oh, what
Angelina
is her name?
Jolie. Angelina Jolie. That is somebody who received such an unbelievable barrage of thing for trying to make rape a weapon of war. Yeah. And that was just full of people being like, what about? Yeah. And you're like,
and what you said about the puzzle piece.
Yeah.
I was walking to work when you're like, don't smash the puzzle piece out of someone's hands who's trying to do it when you're not doing anything yourself.
If you are
and
not.
And I was walking to work like, yes, that is so true.
And like, if these, you know, these people who are being like, what about Syria, mate? Like, unless you are personally at the forefront of your big Syria Kickstarter, then you don't
to
get
which
to,
I will help,
we'll
of course.
We're all here throwing money at the situation. But unless you are actually doing something gooder, then you don't get to shout at somebody walking ahead trying their best, you know?
No, it's so annoying. And I think, like, I've gone through, because it's been a year now that I've been doing this, so I've gone, like, through multiple stages, I would say of grief, but, like, of trolling, where, like, I started off being like, I'm going to fucking show them who's who, and I'd be like, I'm going to educate you one by one, and then I would try, and then I would get drunk, and then I would try even harder. And then I started getting, like, I'd ignore them, and then sometimes I'd send one comment, which I still do now, which is what I do is I reply, because it makes me feel better to reply, and then I do this thing where I'm like, I'm not going to look at it again, and I don't often. If it's too much of a personal one, and I know I'm going to want to look at it again, I'll reply, screenshot it, and not send it, just so I feel like I've done something.
That's a very good tip, because
and
I was going to say...
I'll save it, 'cause I'm like, I've kind of said it, but...
I think one of the worst things is that you don't... is the lack of control you have when you're being harassed online, because often the person is just not going to listen to anything you say.
No.
So, and I think the worst thing you can say is to be like, just ignore it. Because it's like, no, for my mental well-being, I would like to reply, thank you. Or like, you need to do whatever you need to do to keep yourself protected.
Yeah.
And if that is replying, but you know that, say you're like drunk or something, you know that maybe it's not universally a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, like that thing of like, don't send a text to an ex, always send a text and then wait 4 hours and then see if you want to send it. Doing that is a great idea. You've put it down and you've seen it and you know what you would have said.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's knowing what I would have said and being happy
the bigger
with
person.
My answer.
Yeah.
And still not doing it feels good because I feel like I haven't given them power. But I absolutely, that is the one thing that you've just said that I cannot abide. And it all comes from a good place. Like, I've put stuff out on Facebook and been like, I'm really struggling at the moment, like, because of the amount of comments and stuff. Like, I've changed my name yesterday on Facebook and stuff that you told me to do, which was such a good tip.
Yes.
But people always just go, just ignore it. And it's like, you don't understand until you can't sleep because your phone is going off so often that ignoring it actually, it's like when you're a kid and they're like, just ignore them. And you're like, but I can't go to class. So, like, I can't just ignore it every time. I have to do something that makes me feel better. And writing it and then throwing it away. It works. It makes you feel better. Because you feel like you've done something.
Yeah. Like, even in our situation, like, we have our iTunes reviews. We have, certainly on the old Debrief podcast, we had maybe 500 reviews of all, like, just the most gorgeous girls, like, saying the nicest things, all 5 stars, and then one 3-star review where someone said that we talk too fast. And
there was one as well that was like, this is very disappointing, and I found it faintly annoying that one of them would just interrupt the other. And I was like, okay, and I became obsessed with that one comment.
Yeah, right?
Of 500
lovely
ones.
I wonder which one of us they think interrupts the other one. Oh. And like, and that is statistically considerably less than even 1%. It's like 0.2% of a negative comment, and that's the one that we both know word for word.
And it's a fine comment. It's not
that
bad.
And it's quite a reasonable critique, quite frankly. Like, yeah, we both do it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's so reasonable, and yet we know it word for word. And that's such a sad mark. Like, you just can't say, look at the good comments, or, you know, because all you're holding on to is the negative stuff.
Do you reckon it's something because, like, evolutionarily, or like how we progress as people, we need to be aware of criticism, and we need to be aware so that we can improve.
Yeah,
but then
of course,
it's now got out of control because now you can, like, Gina, you do not need that amount of criticism in order to improve.
No, daily. Yeah,
nobody
exactly.
needs to be told to get their clam out, you whore, in order to be a better person.
I kind of love him for saying clam though.
Clam is a good one, isn't
sometimes
it?
Sometimes this guy was like, get your drawers out, and I was so drunk in a bar and I'd had like 5 Kettle on espressos and I was like so drunk, and I just sent him a picture of like some lovely drawers from IKEA. It's like some wooden drawers. And the amount of ha-ha reactions made me feel better than the shit coming in the first place.
I was going to say, yeah, so like, you've got, like, you have so many different types of online harassments. Mm. And people listening, you know, maybe not everyone listening has done a wide-scale campaign to make something a sexual offence, but certainly you may have, like, experience of just getting, like, just, like, one arsey tweet every few months. You're like, all right. What's, like, so that, killing it with comedy, I think is one of my favourite things to see because it feels so satisfying to see someone who's been trolled, I'm going to use the word troll, but I mean like abused, I guess, online, to then come back with like a totally fly joke.
I think comedy in all those situations is amazing because it completely disarms people. Like, how do you reply to that?
How do you reply to a picture of some drawers?
You can't. Like, what can you say? You know what I mean? So if you can make a joke about it, make a joke about it.
Sometimes I guess you can't because you're just so tired, and why should you have to create comedy?
I know, I'm like entertaining you, like why? But comedy is really good, but also writing it and deleting it is really good. I've started trying to be doing the Sarah Silverman. I've started trying to, of a couple of people, I've looked on their profile, seen what they've done, what they're like, and I've found a point of
connection.
Yeah, connection with them. And I've been like, hey Dave, really sorry that you love, you know, hate my clam and want it to get out. But I see you in a band. I play drums as well, and we probably have more in common than you realise.
I
just leave it.
Yeah.
I just leave. I don't want to hear his response. But I feel like I've taken control of the situation and been like, no, actually, you're not going to make me feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I'll remember it for the rest of my life, like whatever. But in that moment, I've replied, I've been the better person. I feel good about myself because it all comes from, all those horrible comments come from, he's probably full of a lot of hate. I don't know why.
I bet he is not a nice guy to hang around with because he hates himself.
So I never feel better going away from it being like, well, actually, you're a fucking, I've never left a comment feeling better. Trying to give a response that's like measured and then leave it alone and never go back to it is how I deal with it.
Because I guess then that's you've chosen to respond in a way that will help you rather than to try and one-up the other person.
Exactly, yeah.
Because then you're just feeding them with energy and power.
Yes.
And you need and to take their power
don't
away.
Don't feed them in this sort of ultimate thing, psychological thing is like you cannot fight hate with hate. Like that's
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Sarah Silverman thing, if people don't know, is that somebody calling her the C word on Twitter, and her quite rightly could have ignored him, or, you know, just been like, oh, hey, F you, like, don't shout at me, like, what an unnecessary thing to do. And she went on his timeline and read his profile and responded and said, hey man, your rage is thinly veiled pain. Sorry about your back, like, it really sucks when you're in pain. And he said,
thanks so much. Sorry, I shouted.
And
then she was like, no worries. Like, everyone has bad days. Have you tried this? And he was like, yeah, I have, but I can't afford this. And then she did like did a tweet and said like, hey, this guy needs help. If you're in the San Antonio area, an actual doctor got in touch. Oh. Like, somebody went and helped him. Like, it was the most, his immediate like, hey, thanks. Like, I'm sorry, I shouted, was just the most sort of heartbreaking, like, you know, thing on him, that he was obviously in so much pain and so much like
angry.
So much anger there, that, you know, just it felt like the most, like, you felt his like shoulders slump as he said it in this like, yeah, so like, yeah,
it's like that thing about I mean, it sounds like it's not relevant, but it is, like, Staffordshire Bull Terriers have got this horrible they've got this horrible reputation for being very angry and violent dogs. And actually the only reason they've got that reputation is because they react the most to what you give them. So if you give them love, they will be the most like loving of all the breeds. But if you if you don't treat them well, then they will bite and they will be angry because they are hurt that you are treating them like that. I always think about that in terms of people, because obviously that's a dog, but we are still just simple animals and we react how we are treated. And sometimes you just don't want to kind of be the kind of Gandhi. You just want to be like, F you.
Yeah.
And that's tricky. Have you ever replied to an online harassing person and really regretted it?
Yes, I've been really mean. But at the very beginning, when I was really struggling, because it was like, so basically I put a viral Facebook post out of the guys, right?
Yeah.
Them standing behind us when it happened.
Yeah, I was with Gina when she got upskirted, and there were these guys who were kind of like chatting, and Gina's very nice and friendly and I am not, so I was ignoring them, and Gina was like, yeah, oh, I'll have some of your chips, oh, thanks so much. And then they like gave her the rest of their food, and we were like eating it, and like we were drinking and having a great time. We could feel them sort of hanging
around,
and then Gina saw what they were doing, and weirdly we'd just taken a selfie of me and Gina together, like, yay, and behind us the guys who did it are literally in the photo.
Yeah,
so then Gina posted that everywhere.
Yeah, so I put it on Facebook and it went viral. That's how the campaign started. It went viral on Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a massive pushback on that, because I'd put a picture of their faces up. So like the police were like, that's harassment, take it down. Even though they couldn't do anything about the picture at my
skirt. The actual harassment.
Yeah. So then I had to take that down. Then Facebook got involved and they like, I'd violated their community guidelines, and that all went down. So there was like this really big amount of anger coming through the comment section of like, how dare this girl put this picture of these guys up and all this shit. So then
You got called attention seeking.
It was like a fame whore, and like, how did you get the picture? You must have done it on purpose, all this shit, but that's fine. But there was 2 days where that was really bad. And in those 2 days, I kind of lost my shit a little bit at the end. I basically just like replied to like 3 people being like, you're disgusting. Like, how dare you talk to me like this? You don't know me. Like, you're a fucking idiot and all this stuff, and swearing, beeping around. And I felt so bad, because I was like, if you took my comment in isolation, put it on a screen, you took his comment in isolation on a screen, like, you just wouldn't know the difference.
We are one and the same.
I have become the troll.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing?
He looked from man to beast and could not tell the difference.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was just like really upset about that, but it's taken a long time to get more used to it. But there's so many things you can do on the platforms I didn't know. This amazing organisation, Repeal Shield.
Repeal Shield.
Is it like an add-on that you can download or something?
No, it's just a like a community organisation on Twitter.
Lovely.
It's at Repeal_Shield. They got in touch and were like, hi Gina, we're just letting you know the best way to remove 90% of Twitter trolls is to go to your settings and then notifications, and then you see there's like a tick list on the right hand side. The more of these boxes you tick, the less trolls you'll see. So basically what it does is it gives you categories of like what kind of notifications you like and it want to accept.
Right.
And you can untick those, so it's like ones with an egg, ones with eight letters numbers after their name, ones with...
That's fast.
So it gets rid of all like the burner accounts, which are just professional trolls there to troll you.
Yeah.
But you can also put in, and I don't know how to do this, but I will find out during the course of this, but someone messaged me saying, off the back of that, she was like, you can also, it's also useful if you can mute certain keywords. So in the settings on Twitter, you can mute certain keywords.
Like clam.
Exactly. Like I would mute granny pants, clam, and whore. And then
and that's all I would mute.
And nothing else. So if you want to block anything, that includes swear words, etc., and hashtags too. And then when they send them, they're just shouting into abyss on their own, because
that's
you never see
lovely.
Them. So you can literally block that. We don't know that. Why do we not know that?
You can also only receive notifications from people you follow.
Yes.
So the
that's
people.
Good.
So then that kind of wipes out all.
See,
the
See, I struggle
as well.
With that because I'm as a campaign, like people are getting like, hey, I want to help, and I'm like, it wouldn't no, work leave with me alone.
You,
I don't know.
But it might work if people listening who aren't yes. doing something on such a wide scale, but just don't want to see like any yes. abuse. And yeah. also, it's quite nice as well because it means that you just don't see like a lot of people talking about saying Trump's great. And I do also want to ask you because as well as the campaigning, you got stalked online and are still in the yes. process of getting stalked to a lesser extent, but. It was a guy from Gina's high school, secondary school,
high school,
who she wasn't really particularly friends with. And he just started about 2 years ago just creating accounts that were exactly like Gina's friends. And also he did it with me,
yeah.
Trying to find out where Gina was. In the past has a history of breaking couples up because he'd pretend to be someone and then like...
Start rumours.
He did it with quite alarming regularity. To the extent as well, like I got weird messages at 4 a.m. from a guy that I used to go out with who I haven't spoke to for a long time, asking me like how you were, where you were, and it was actually quite scary yeah. when I suddenly realized it wasn't my friend that I know yeah. it was this weird guy in this house just trying to get hold of me mm-hmm. and so what advice would you have for people
That's
who are being
such a problem
online?
That like the fake, even not even stalking, but like fake accounts,
yeah,
and people creating fake accounts to like, I don't know, there's big stories about people break up and then someone creates a fake account to be like the ex-girlfriend and then they have an argument or like just to cause people harassment and yeah. be stressed about a situation because they've done something wrong, quote unquote, whatever they've done.
Yeah,
he just feels like he's playing a version of The Sims with yeah. Facebook. Like he's yeah. literally controlling people and being yeah. like, go to the burning oven. Do you know what I mean? Like he's making yeah. them do yeah. stuff that's really terrifying.
But
scary.
You screenshotted everything. Yeah. And I think that's an important
so
thing.
So you
right?
have to, so with, yeah, with basically with social media, like the main thing is that people don't understand it at an authoritative level, an institutional level.
So
they don't fully understand it. Yeah. They don't really get it. So like you have to save everything. So a friend of mine in Australia, she runs it's basically a equalities charity, feminist charity. And a friend of hers was on Tinder and her bio had like a Drake lyric in it, which was like quite a like sexy Drake lyric. And sexy.
Aren't
as
all of them.
All are, yeah.
That's my Drake impression.
And then someone screenshot that picture, that her bio, and started like this guy on Tinder started like harassing her. I was like, oh, you're a slut and all this stuff. And she was so amazing because what she did, she got every single screenshot of all of it, she went to the police, and she just did not stop and got him banned from social media. He had to go to court and everything, and it was Great. Just over a shitty comment,
yeah,
but she made an example of him,
yeah.
And the only way she could do that was by getting every single screenshot of everything he'd done. She got in touch with his friends and asked them what kind of person he was, and they were like, oh, he's actually a bit. So straight away she had these people telling him what the issue was,
yeah.
And I think with my stalker, he got in touch with me and all my friends to upset me, right? But I never did it. I never got in touch with people who knew him and said, like, okay, do you think there's anything weird going on with this guy? Do you ever see him? What does he do? Because I feel like that's an intrusion. But actually, if I had, I would have probably had some more evidence.
Yeah.
And I'm free to do that because these people have Facebook messaging. They probably would want to help.
Yeah.
So I think we often feel like if something like this happens, you get a barrage of shit or yeah. someone's doing something, you don't do the same thing back, which you could use.
And because the problem was, I think, seem to remember, is that he'd been clearly harassing you. They didn't doubt that. But he hadn't ever said, I'm going to hurt you.
And also, this is when I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So they couldn't prove it was him.
And then when they seized his computer and stuff, like he'd obviously deleted something. They didn't have the technology to like, you imagine that everything's like a movie and they're like,
yes.
hack into the mainframe. Ain't no one in our little town hacking into no mainframe. They don't know what a MacBook is. Like,
yeah.
So I think there's, getting as much information as possible and also being prepared to explain very simple concepts to people who you'd presume you wouldn't have to explain those things.
Yeah, you have to know your stuff and assume that they know nothing
yeah.
at all. And even just stuff like taking them through, like I was talking to the police officer, taking them through how you make a frigging fake account and how easy it is to set one up.
So like if you are getting sustained harassment like you were, would you still advise going to the police but just having like a lot of...
Yeah, I would say go to the police, have all your evidence, but also something I did, I just used people around me like in real life. So like I told them, I was like, I'm going through this thing, it's really annoying, he's cropping up, it's fake accounts, I was on Facebook, I told everyone, but had a designated few people who knew, and whenever they saw stuff they would report it immediately because I couldn't
yeah.
get to everything straight away.
Yeah.
I can't report everything straight away. So use people around you to report stuff and use them as like your little army.
Yes.
You know, because he's doing it 12 hours a day, or that person is not going to stop sending you those crappy comments
yeah.
and you don't want to respond, fine. But you know, if you're at work and you can't respond, have a couple of friends who you know can go on and report and comment and send that off to someone and try and get it sorted for you, because it's in real time and you can't catch everywhere. Everything. No.
No. And I probably if you had if then you weren't upskirted right when that died down, you probably would be like, you know, campaigning for that as well, because I think like the gap between what we feel is acceptable and what the law covers just there's this huge chasm of just, like, how did he not go to court? And he didn't go to court, and the reasons were totally ridiculous to me anyway, just being like, well, it's obvious, like he's made like 20 fake accounts, he's talking to our parents, he lives around the corner, like it's
but
not
the power
good.
But the power of social media, we know the power of it because we use it in our careers and like with socializing for everything, and it's so wonderful. The disparity between the power of it and actually the understanding of how severe and important it is and how much it can affect you from the people at the top is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Unless it's in real life, they don't really get it. And there just has to be a bigger conversation about it. There has to be, you have to report stuff. Like, I think we all are like, I'm not going to report that comment because it's not to me.
Nothing's going to happen with it. But actually, I think just do it. Always report stuff.
If they got 50,000 reports of you know, off one article in a day, 50,000 people did it, they'd have to do something about it.
Would. You will feel like you've got some sort of control. You've taken back a bit of control by being like, I've reported this.
Yeah.
I've done something. I'm not just sitting here like a...
I'm watching
like
it.
A fool.
I saw this fantastic... somebody had said something dreadful to Mary Beard, who's always getting sort of awful abuse.
Poor Mary Beard.
Always the worst abuse.
Diane Abbott and Mary Beard have a horrific
time. Just the worst time. And then he'd said something dreadful. I maybe responded to him. It just sort of got a bit out of hand. And then somebody had chimed in and been like, his name was like, you know, JX8864, you know, you know, like, England flag emoji. And someone had said, hey, Mary, this guy's name is James and I know his mum, if that's helpful.
Yes.
To which the guy had been like, sorry, Mary, I didn't mean any of it.
Yes.
Immediately when it's real.
And they've got
people,
no power.
Like, they aren't, like, they can say this horrible stuff. And it's the most epitome of like boys in the playground just, you know, throwing shit. And even the word trolling, trolling as opposed to troll, like now we assume it's like, you know, living under a bridge, don't, you know, which they absolutely are,
eat children,
that's a troll. But the original word when it started being used is trolling, which is a fishing term for just throwing out multiple lines in a
that's
sort of just throwing out anything, seeing what works. And so there's trolling. Like professional trolls and like people who are doing it just like just to get a response, in the same way of like boys in the playground pushing you over, just like just trying to get something out of you. It's like ignore them. It's like, no, you stop them, like
you try ignoring it.
And so it's impossible. Are just throwing shit out there to try and get a, you know, for the power, for that, you know, watch the world burn.
Which is why I think it all comes back to what you said at the start, Gina, and what we sort of touched on, is that you just have to look after yourself. You have to, like, focus on what will make you happy. And if that is replying, then find ways to reply that make you feel satisfied, because that quick high of being like, you're a dick, isn't going to make you feel satisfied. No. It does feel like, don't worry if you can't ignore it. Don't feel bad if you're fixating on a negative tweet or a negative...
No, because we all do.
Everyone
and
does.
And also, like, another thing that is really good that I've tried to do more of, there's a period of time when I was like... So I did a segment on TV and I knew I was going to get, like, I don't know, 10 comments underneath or 15 comments underneath, whatever, a handful. And I was like, okay, so each comment I get that's awful, instead of replying to them, I'll send an email to help my campaign. So, like,
I
sent, like, an email to an editor, or I sent, like, a pitch for a piece about it to a newspaper. I did something that was actually going to be productive for the campaign instead.
Because
it was, like, I kind of turned that comment into being, like, instead of me being, like, you're an asshole, being, like, thank you for that. Now I'm going to go and do something that's actually going to help it.
Well, that's
so trying to flip it a bit.
You could, if people aren't campaigning, you could just do something lovely for yourself.
You could pass it on.
Just to kind of rebalance. Then you'll know you've rebalanced the hate and the love in the world.
Yeah.
Because there is too much hate. And I suppose that's our job, really, to kind of like try and lessen that and fight it with love.
Exactly.
Which doesn't always mean being like, I understand, friend.
No, but that's such a good way of doing it, right? They're still shouting into a hole and you're doing something better for the world.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's so much better.
On the scale of it, there's this like horrendous just hate for the sake of hate. And then that's that almost not worse, but more infuriating thing of people arguing and not seeing your point of view and you just desperately wanting them to understand. And you, and like, you know, there's never going to be a point where anyone on the internet ever says like, you know what, you're right.
We are universally
I got into like the comedian Lolly Adefope, who used to live in my shed.
It's a nice shed. It's like got a bed in
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's nice. I was a landlord. She tweeted the other day, teach in capitals, like teach black history in schools, with a sort of clap hand emoji in front of it, to which some guy says like, why just black, what about the Indian Asian exploitation, like why are you obsessed with being the victim? And you're like, oh holy moly. And so she got into this like very educated but you know, cross
ultimately,
discussion with him. It's like, have you heard about whataboutery? That literal, like, here's someone doing a good thing. What about Syria? What about all this other stuff? Are you saying that's not important? It's like, saying that you like horses does not mean you hate cows. Like, that's not, you know, that's not what this argument is. And then I'd watched it happen for a while, and then I was like, I'm going to join in.
Right.
I'm about to go on this trolling podcast.
Did you yell, here I go?
Here I come! I basically to myself, I was pretty much like, here it comes.
That was Tess's excited chimp noise.
My excited chimp. And I said, his name was Cuz, K-U-Z. And I said, hey, Cuz, come, I totally agree with you, full stop. And that's it? No. No, I didn't. So I just, I was trying to, like, we, you know, be nice. Mm. But I obviously don't agree. I was trying to trick him.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, hey, Cuz, totally agree with you. But why did you only mention Indian Asian exploitation here? What about the oppression and treatment of the First Nations in Canada? Question mark.
Oh.
I sent it. I was like, I've got him. Like, yeah. I literally was him. Like, oh, yes, he's going to totally grasp. He's going to totally understand the hypocrisy of what he's done. About, he's going to get it. To which he then
said, he took it at face value, didn't he?
He said, why just Canada there, Tessa? I'm sure the Inuits were exploited. What about the Native Americans? You must have been taught at the same place as Lolly. And I just wanted to, like,
oh,
I
my
saw
god,
that.
You're trolling oh each other.
And I was like, I just want to scream into the
ether. You're like, yeah, you know, like a mirror room where there's just carry on, carry
like,
on.
Like the hall of mirrors.
Exactly. So I was like, I mean, he didn't respond. I was like, this guy must know it's a joke. He must be taking the piss, surely to God. Like, so then I said, why didn't you bring up the Inuits in your first tweet? And why are you only talking about Native Americans? Don't you care about what happened to the Indigenous Australians? And I was like, we're trapped here forever, just like naming people who've been oppressed around the world. But I was like, that feeling of like, I guts him, followed by another like yet more stupid comment back that you're just like, oh, this is a losing battle.
Yes,
that is just, I feel drained.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is just like the amount of women who talk about, you know, having things explained to them by men. It, literally a tweet that say like, you won't believe how many men explain to me things on here. It's mind blowing. To which a man
will literally
be like,
yeah,
well, if you didn't phrase things like a problem, like people wouldn't offer their advice. You're just like, ha, 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 ha. Why can't you see what you've done here? And you just want to go to these people's houses and sit down with a cup of tea and be like, but can
we
you?
We had this with the catcalling episode. Like, every time Tessa gets catcalled, she wants to have a cup of tea with the people of catcalled.
I just
want
to say, because
really,
like, you can't argue in this tiny format. No. You can't ever. No. There's never a tweet that's ever going to change the world or change someone's point of view or see something. It's the epitome of like, oh, we're just liking and ha-haring you sending drawers, you know, to IKEA drawers. Everyone's like, yeah, one win for our team. Obviously, the good side.
Yes.
And everybody else thinks that everyone must
they're
think that
the
they're
good
the good side.
Of course.
You know, everyone's like, no, I was good. And it's that awful thing of like, it's a joke, mate. You're like, oh, it just feels this, oh, that's the only noise that you can make, because it feels this like this pure frustration.
Draining.
And when they end an argument with that, it just, you just feel like you're in the playground again, just sort of completely helpless and like, why can't everyone see that this, I'm the good guy? Like,
yes. Yeah. But we're all in it and we can all fight love with love. And we can all
turning it into a positive.
Turn it into a positive. If you have any ideas for future podcasts, then tweet us at nobodypanicpod. Email us nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. My personal Twitter is at stevie m. The S is a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates. Please don't send
troll
any.
None of us.
Please no
and
trolls.
And Gina, you're...
I'm at Beanie Gigi.
Beanie Gigi, because you had to change her Twitter handle because of
I'm
her stalker.
Old stalker.
Yeah. Do follow Gina's campaign. Sign her petition. If you go on her Twitter, it's very apparent what you can do to help. Follow her on Instagram. Beanie Gigi.
Beanie Gigi.
Sort of like a beanie hat. Let's all be nice this week. Let's all put a bit of positivity out there.
Into the internet.
And
let's
like report some
stuff
that we see... Even if it's got nothing to do with us, if it's not nice, let's just report it.
And let's give compliments. You know, like if you see someone on the tube and you want to tell them you got a nice skirt, do that on the internet. Someone puts something up, be like, even if they don't hate, even if you don't know them, I love that. I love this.
And if it's someone that you know being not nice, call them out on it.
Yes.
Like, be strong enough to be like, hey man, not cool.
Hey man, not cool is one of the greatest like standalone sentences to call someone out.
Yeah man.
So, but yeah, see you next week, guys. Have a lovely, safe, loving time.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.